We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of the Amud. Zok the Mishnah, Loi Kisol Miboid Yoim. If you did not cover a Tavshol, you did not make Hatamana, you did not wrap the food before Shabbos, Loi Yechaser Mishtashach, you now wrap it on Shabbos. Like we said a few times already, even if it's not Moisef Hevel, you are still not allowed to wrap it on Shabbos. Even if it's not Moisef Hevel, for example, you have a soup, and you took some soup for the family, and one of the kids are upstairs, you can't put the soup then in towels to wrap it until the kid comes down, because you're not allowed to wrap a soup on Shabbos. But, kiso v'niskala, but if you covered it before Shabbos, and then it got uncovered, mutar l'chasoyse, you can recover it on Shabbos. Let's say you wrap something before Shabbos with towels, then Friday night, you come home, you see it's unwrapped, you're allowed to rewrap it. Another halacha, memale es hakitoin, you're allowed to fill up a little pitcher with water, with cold water, v'noisim takas hakar, you can put it under a blanket to watch it, and either Rashi learns it means to put it under a blanket, so it shouldn't get too hot. Let's say in the summer, if you leave water out, it gets very, very hot. So you want to wrap it in a blanket to keep it cool. That's mut, that's not a problem at Tvano. Other Rishonim Taich, that it means that you want to even want to warm it a little bit. You want to, like, it shouldn't be so cold. You want to wrap it in a blanket. It's also mutter because there's no iser to wrap a cold food. Only hot food is there an iser. Cold drink, only a cold water, only hot water is an iser to do atmana. A cold water is no problem to do atmana. So we're saying either the kavana was they shouldn't get too hot, that's why, from the sun, or even to warm it a little bit, it's mutter, it's not a problem. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar lahatmim es hatzoinin. On Shabbos, like we just learned, you're allowed to make hatmana on something that's cold. And according to Rashi, it means to keep it cold. You don't want to get too hot. To keep it cold, you're allowed to wrap it on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosef, my kamash shalom. What do you need, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, to teach us this? It's a first Mishnah, Tanina. We just learned in the Mishnah, Mali Odom Kito, and you fill up a little pitcher with water, and it's in Takasakar, you can put it on the pillow or the blanket. You can wrap it, no problem. So it's a Mishnah. What's his Chiddush? Omle Abaya Tuva Kamash Blon. He's telling us a big Chiddush. Even Mastisim have a Mina Hanimil Dovashin Dark Lahatman. You would think Dafka is something like water, which the Derech is not to be Matman it. And therefore, there's no Chash. You're gonna make Atman about other things. But something that's a normal thing to be matmin, like food, you know, tafshel, that's a normal thing to do atmana. Loi, maybe there, even if it's cold, you can't do that, because maybe you're going to come to your matmin it even to warm it, even when it's warm. Kamash v'law, and therefore he's teaching us, know that anything that's cold, there's no gzera to atmana, and really the gzera every atmana is, because you might find trying to have it warm, you might find it cold, you might cook it up. So by tzoinin, you don't have that gzeira, but maybe you would have a gzeira by a tafshel, which is normal to wrap. Kamash v'lon, even something that the derech is to wrap, like which is food, still the halacha is that there's no problem of wrapping it on Shabbos. And the reason why a tafshel is more olol, it's more normal to wrap it than water, because water has to be boiled. So the only way you warm water is only by boiling it. Because no one drinks lukewarm water. You have to boil it. After it's boiling, you drink it lukewarm. At first, you got to boil water. But a food, you do something, warm up food, and that's a normal thing. So there will be therefore it's more of a derech there, and there's more of a chashash there of doing real atmana. Kamash v'londe is no atmana. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur is teaching us no atmana by cold food. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Osel Hatmin Es Hatzoinin. Rav Huna said B'Shem Rebbe, Osel Hatmin Es Hatzoinin. You're not allowed to do it. You're talking Alavi Matmin Tzoinin on Shabbos. And that would maybe be not like a Mishnah, but what Pashas is talking, maybe that's not clear, Pashas is talking about food, not by water, by food. Right, the Gemara Kashva Tanya is a Braisa that says that Rebbe hit the Hatmin Es Hatzoinin, Rebbe allowed Hatmana on Tzoinin. Like Kasha, the Moran answers, "How mekamid l'sham Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi." One is before you heard from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, which we'll see in a second, and one was after you heard from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. After you heard Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi that he answered that there was mutter, he also was mutter. What is that story? Ki Hod Yosef Rabbi, Rebbe was sitting, but Amar Osla Hatam is a tzayin. You're not allowed to do atmana on cold food. Amla Fara of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Abba, my father Rabbi Yosi, Hitel Hatam is a tzayin. He was matter. So Rebbe said, Amar Kvahar Rezakin. If Rabbi Yosi said already, Kvahar Rezakin, already paskin, and therefore it's mutter, and he was chayzer, and he held taka was mutter. So Rebbeinu HaKadosh himself was chayzer because he heard Rabbi Yosi said that. And therefore, it's mutter lahatman es atzayin. Amra papa bara'e kama machavim zeh. Look at Atanayim gave cover to each other. She'ilu Rabbi Yosi kayem. If Rabbi Yosi would have been alive right now, hayakafu v'yishuv Rabbi, he would have been sitting in front of Rabbi like a talmud in front of his Rabbi. And why? Tosis explains because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the nasi, and therefore even Rabbi Yosi, who was a big talmud chacham, maybe even bigger than Rabbi, but he would be machni himself to Rabbi. And how do we know that? The whole Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, the Malim Makom Rabbi Yosef Hava, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was just as big as his father, and still the kafu v'yishuv Rabbi. He was sitting in front of Rabbi. He was sitting in front of Rabbi. Rabbi was on top of him. And still, even though Rabbi would have been, you know, the master over Rabbi Yosi, still the Kamak Pahari Zaka, and still Rabbi was Batla Daitai. He gave up his Shita to say like Rabbi Yosi. So you see how the Tamid Chachamim gave cover to each other. Omer Rav Nachman L'Daru Avdir. Rav Nachman told his Eved, his name was Daru, Atman Li Tzoynin. Be Matman Li Sam Tzoynin on Shabbos. And another thing he told him, this is nothing to do with Shabbos, Ba'aitli Mayad Achim Kveil Arama. Bring me water that was warmed up, was cooked up by the Agoy. And it's not a problem, Bishal Akim. Shomer Rav Ami Ve'ikbit. Rav Ami heard that he does these two Hanhagas and he was upset about it. First of all, he lets you do a tamana on something that's cold on Shabbos. And second of all, he allows a non-Jew to cook up water for you. So Rabbi Ami wasn't happy. Amar Rav Yosef, my time ikbid. Rav Yosef turned to Rav Ami and said, why are you angry about that? He's doing like his Rebbeim. Chodo, Karav, Chodo, Kashmul. One's a Karav, one's a Shmul. Kashmul, Damar Huda, Mashmul, like at the beginning of this Gemara. He says, like, Huda, Mashmul, Mutta, Lahatam, and said, Sainin. You let a warm up, do atmana, not much warm up, do atmana on something that's cold, even a tafshul. So that's how he's going like. And karav, domarav, shmuel, rav, yitzchum, rav, koshu, necha, kmo, yishu, chai, anything that's edible, raw, for example, water, ain't bar, mishu, mishu, and achar, there's no problem, b'sha'akim. That means if a non-Jew turns on your urn, there's no problem, b'sha'akim, because it's water. So what's the problem with Rav, why is Rav Ami upset? Rav Nachman is doing like his Rabbeim. So what's Pshat Rav Ami? Dr. Marav, who Savar Odom Choshev Shani? He held that an Odom Choshev is different, and he should be more careful because someone who sees him thinks he's Mekel, and they'll be Mekel more. He sees a Kula, oh, you don't Makam Mishal Akam, I want Makam Mishal Akam also. Or I see you do Atmana, I'll do Atmana also. They don't really understand. So Odom Choshev Shani, because people look what he's doing, and he might cause a Takala. Lamayit and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that you're allowed to do Atmana on Tzoynein, and even an Odom Choshev does not have to worry about that. There's no problem doing hatmana on a davar tzayin, on a cold thing. So the Gemara writes, Tana Rabbanan, Afa pi she'omru, ein toimnim afilu v'davar she'inoy moisef hevel m'shech ha'sheicha. Even though we know, we've learned, that you can't do hatmana on something, even something that's not adding heat. You're not allowed to wrap something after it's dark. And bala hoisef moisef. But you're allowed to be moisef. That means that you wrap the soup before Shabbos, and you had someone wrap the soup before Shabbos, and then you come on Shabbos, you see, it's not wrapped so well. You want to put another two blankets on it. No problem, you'll have to do that. You'll have to add another two blankets. Ketzadu Oysa, that's the gersa we have. Ketzadu Oysa, Shemimil Eimer, Noitel Esasadinim, you could take off the thin sheets, Umaniach Esaglovkarin, you could put on the thick blankets, thick coats. You could put on top of it. Or, if it's like too hot, not those kafukim, you could take off the blanket, the big blankets, and put on the sheets. So, is Rav Shimon Gamliel explaining the Tanakhama or arguing? So, Taisus learns that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says you're allowed to be moisiv, but you can't switch it, make a whole new atmana, because that looks like a brand new atmana. And therefore, Taisus says, and not goyer is ketzer oisiv, because Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing. But other Rishonim, Rabbi Yoina, is brought down, Rishonim bring down Rabbi Yoina that says, there's no machlekes tanoim. Rishonim Gamil is mefarish to Tanakama, and that says Ketzer Oisa, and he's saying not only is a mutter to be moisiv a kisui, but even let us switch it and put a brand new kisui on. Now that's one cool Rosh Hashanah said, you can even switch the sheets, switch the whole covering, even though it sounds like it's a new covering. He said, this whole Isser of Atmana on Shabbos, they now do Atmana on Shabbos by a hot thing, only that pot that's hot, that was taken off the fire before Shabbos, and now you want, or on Shabbos, now you want to wrap it. But let's say you had soup in one pot, you took it off the blech, you put it into another pot, the second pot you're allowed to wrap. Mutter. What's the reason? What's the rationale? Hashta kuri kamekela, here you're pouring it into another pot and making it, cooling it off, putting it to the klisheni. Atuchi kamertechle, you're going to cook it up. What's the whole chashash doing at Tmana on Shabbos? Because you might find it cold and you're going to cook it up. Here, the guy is intentionally cooling it off, putting it in another keli, and then doing atmana. Therefore, there's no chance he's going to cook it up. There's no xeris atmana over here. And that's what you pass kentaka. You put it into another thing, then it's not a problem of atmana. And first we speak out in halacha, the even if you put it back into the first keli, it sounds like it's also good. So it's like klishishli, it's also good. It's also allowed to do rapid. Another halacha in this brisa. Back to a little bit muksa. Taman v'kisa v'dava anitel v'shabbos. If before Shabbos he did atmana and the cover of the pot were things that are not muksa, or aitam v'dava anitel v'shabbos, so he did atmana was muksa, but the v'kisa, the cover was v'dava anitel v'shabbos, the cover was not muksa, that's not a problem. It's a neitel umachse. There's no problem. You could take off the cover and pull out the pot because there's no muksa. And we're talking about a case where the atmana won't fall apart. Therefore, you could take it on in and out. There's no problem, muksa. But taman the kisa b'davar shein l'dav Shabbos, you covered it, you did it, you wrapped it, and the cover was something that was muksa. Or even shetaman b'davar shein l'dav Shabbos, you did atmana with something that was not muksa. The kisa b'davar shein l'dav Shabbos, but you covered it with something that's muksa. In my gul miksasa, if it didn't cover the entire pot, noitul machzer, you could take the pot and put it back. But if not, you can't take out the pot and put it back. And Rashi explains that if the top is muksa, so how do you get the pot out? The top is muksa, there's nothing to grab it with. And are you going to take out, so he says, I have an idea, around the pot, clear out the atmana stuff, which is mutter to move, and then pick up the pot and shake off the cover. He says, I can't do that. Why not? He says, since I put the cover on top of it, the pot becomes a bosses to the cover, and therefore I can't pick it up and shake it off. That's what Rashi says. And therefore, if it's Megula, so then you can shake it off without picking it up, because it's not fully covered, so you get a little push, it'll fall off. But if it's on good, if it's covering the whole pot, the only way to take it off is by picking it up and shaking it off. That's also to do, because the pot alone is Muksa. That's what Rashi says. So everyone asks, we had before, 2 days ago, in Rashi, that that's not called a bosses if the thing is servicing the base. It's not called a bosses. Here, the cover is servicing the pot. So how is that a bosses? So the answer is, a few truths, and what we'll say there, the Baal Hamar, the Teretz is, that this that we said, that if it services the base, it's not a bosses, only to a certain extent. It allows you to do near, you can shake it off. But to pick something up and shake off the muksa, anytime it was put there on purpose, it becomes a bosses, even though it's servicing the ketera. So here, you can pick up the pot and shake off the cover. But if it's a little bit uncovered, then you could just shake it off without picking up the pot. That would be mutter and would not be a problem of muksa. So like a problem coming out over here, that if the cover is muksa and it's completely covering the pot, you can't take care of this.